Just yesterday, the news came out about a civilian auditor who suggested to the SRPD that it might want to change the way that it conducts its internal personnel investigations. On the KSRO live line with us is Santa Rosa Police Chief Hank Schreeder. Good morning, Chief Schreeder.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the air with us. What does this report mean to the Santa Rosa Police Department?
Well, for us, you know, having an outside auditor actually brings a level of kind of review that we haven't had before. Started back in 2014 with the initial report that outlined several things that we could do better. You know, I think most organizations, you look at yourself and you go, we're a great organization. We do really good work. We do it really well. Until you have somebody kind of come from the outside and take a look in, and go, yeah, you do, except in these areas.
They have a little different perspective, yeah.
Yeah, you really, and you kind of have to embrace that in a lot of ways and start working in those areas that are weak. So,
Have other cities done this, and what's been the rate of success there?
There's a few cities. San Jose has an auditor's office. Obviously, Sonoma County has a police auditor function also at the county level, but Santa Rosa, you know, hiring somebody from the outside, you know, in this area, we're one of the few.
Well, Chief, one of the things I thought was interesting about this report and this auditor, this independent auditor, said that he spent, about 70 hours riding along with cops in the field, and then he looked at over 300 videos from officer body cameras. And so, kind of just curious about that's a pretty hands-on effort with regard to when you're talking about internal personnel investigations. I thought it might be his activities might be a little more dry than that.
Yeah, you would think, but the there's a couple different models. Obviously, with Mr. Aronson, he has pretty much access to everything in the police department, from personnel investigations throughout complaint processes. You go on our webpage and the community can actually call him or email him with a complaint if they don't want to talk to the police department directly, and he can follow that complaint all the way through. Other models are, you know, we get a complaint in the police department, we investigate it, we deal with it, and then we give the results to the auditor, and the auditor reviews the results. Mr. Aronson does have a more hands-on approach when it comes to it.
Yeah,
he is
that's
monitoring
very hands-on.
everything along the way, and actually working towards really building a better police department for the community. And that's his goal. It's stated right in his report.
You know, Mr. Aronson, who did conduct this audit, said the biggest external challenges for your department are the large volume of calls involving homeless-related issues and the lingering community unrest over the Lopez shooting. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think we are definitely impacted by the number of calls. Currently, we're tracking some data, and about anywhere from 8 to 12% of the calls for service any given month are related to homelessness or people that are experiencing homelessness currently. So, I mean, that is a big impact on an organization when you talk about an issue that, quite frankly, the police can't solve by themselves. It's really a community-wide effort, and there's a lot of efforts going on that we're involved in. But, you know, when you're doing ride-alongs and you're riding along with officers and you're seeing those calls going on, you know, multiple times a day, you can see where it impacts when there's other things in dealing with community safety that we could be doing.
Well, speaking of other things, we are on the KSRO live line with Santa Rosa Police Chief Hank Schreeder. Speaking of other things, yesterday Attorney General Jeff Sessions came out and said this administration is going to have zero tolerance for gang violence. And so I'd like to ask you, what's the status of gang activity in Santa Rosa?
Well, we've been working on this for over a decade. Our violence prevention partnership in Santa Rosa, both, you know, within Santa Rosa and regionally around Sonoma County. So we put a lot of effort into this area, and, you know, really, you know, first, you know, it's tough sometimes listening to what's coming out of Washington now and then kind of trying to interpret it. But, you know, his zero tolerance methodology may be different than the Santa Rosa's violence prevention partnership's methodology, where we're looking more upstream. For Santa Rosa, we're doing really well. We're actually, you know, we're involved in a lot of programming that really helps kind of keep kids from ever getting into gangs, really on that prevention side and intervention side. Certainly it's not all the police department. That's why the city has taken it on as a whole.
It's a community-wide issue, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. But do we still have gang violence? Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I always, you know, talk to people about is, you know, they want to think of Santa Rosa as a small town, when in reality we're a pretty significant major urban city.
Yeah, not anymore.
And no, we're not. You know, but if you grew up here, you always think, you know, because you went to high school and you know people all over the place.
Right.
So you still have that sense of town. And we're working with some pretty significant big city type issues, and gangs are certainly one of them.
Well, that's Police Chief Hank Schreeder from Santa Rosa. Chief, thank you for being with us this morning. We hope to have ongoing conversations with you on the air.
Well, thanks for having me this morning. Have a good day.
Pleasure to have you here, and that's just one of the issues, of course, facing our biggest town of Santa Rosa.